Heyo! Welcome on back to BetMGM tonight here on Westwood One Sports. I'm Pat Boyle. I got the Glass Man with me tonight, PJ Glasser. Happy to kick off your unofficial start to summer. Hope everybody's having a great start to your Memorial Day weekend. Happy that you're joining us here on this Friday night. We got so much going on, two playoff games, and we've got the French Open getting underway this weekend. Before we get to that, though, we are brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Download the app today. Please gamble responsibly. You could watch the show live on YouTube. Just search BetMGM tonight and hit that subscribe button. You could watch the show live on Twitter at BetMGM tonight. And you can listen to the show on the Westwood One Sports app, the Odyssey app, SiriusXM Channel 375, and hundreds of local affiliates throughout North America. All right, I'm a big tennis fan. PJ, you know that by now. I'm a diehard tennis fan. So we got the second Grand Slam of the season this weekend in Paris, Roland Garros, the French Open. And so to talk about it all, one of the most familiar faces that you'll see on Tennis Channel. She's a broadcaster and studio host for TC and a former D1 basketball player. That's Danny Kluppinger. Danny, it's Pat and PJ. Thanks so much for joining us. Are you excited for this weekend?
Thanks, guys, for having me. Yeah, I'm very excited. And after traveling with the tour, especially over this spring season, I just got back from Rome on Monday, which was the last major, you know, Masters 1000 before Roland Garros gets kicked off, which means I get to sit on my couch and watch it and enjoy it with all of you degenerates. So I'm excited about it.
Wow. All right. The degen word right out of the gate. I like it. Danny, let's start.
I feel like PJ knows, you know, like you got to buckle up if you're on with me, you know?
Oh, I'm ready. I'm buckled. I'm strapped in. All right. Let's start with the men's tournament here, kicking off on Sunday. No Carlos Alcaraz, damn shame with the wrist injury. It's already got him ruled out at Wimbledon too. Mm-hmm. And because of that, you know, you look at our friends at BetMGM and if you are feeling degen, maybe you lay just Jannik Sinner to win the tournament because he is a massive, nearly minus 300 favorite to win the French Open. Even when Rafa was at his peak, I'm not sure how often he had that kind of price attached to him. That speaks to the dominance of Sinner, you know, who's on this historic run at the Masters 1000 level this year, winning every tournament. You just witnessed it in Rome. But his last Grand Slam thriller that went five sets against Novak Djokovic, Sinner lost. So now that Alcaraz is out of the picture here on the clay, do you think Sinner deserves to be this huge of a favorite to win in Paris and capture his career slam?
It's interesting that you bring up that Rafa part of the whole conversation. Actually, 2009 is the only time we've had a bigger men's favorite, and it was Rafael Nadal, and he didn't win. So take that for what you will. I would just stay away for the way that I would be playing this tournament on the men's side of things. I do think Sinner wins it. So I think you're finding way better value on who's going to win the quarters, who's going to get to this, you know, who's getting all the way to the semis. I think you're finding much bigger value there. Some of these like one-on-one matchups as well than you are overall tournament winner, because I do think writing's on the wall. There's a reason Jannik Sinner is this massive of a favorite.
Danny, the biggest storyline on the men's side is probably the combination of Sinner being this big of a favorite and Alcaraz being injured. What would you say is kind of the next biggest storyline that you're monitoring on the men's draw?
Well, I think anytime Novak Djokovic is playing, it's a part of the conversation. The guy barely plays any tournaments any longer unless it's a slam. And yet he still makes the semifinals at least. And we saw him make the finals in Australian Open. He's barely playing. However, this particular tournament, I'm not as dialed into Novak Djokovic only because I do think we saw him play in Rome. That was his only clay court match that we've seen him play since last year's Roland Garros, and it didn't go well. He lost to a qualifier, Dino Prismic, who has been playing quite well, but still Novak Djokovic said himself he's a step slow. These five-set matches make me a little worried, but I think that that's a massive storyline anytime you play it. The other one is like the next favorite, which is pretty far down the line, and that's Sasha Zverev, who's never won a major. And he's like, the conversation is he the best player to have never won a major? And that is literally at the forefront of his brain. It's the forefront of every conversation. So is this the time that things could work out in his favor? Sinner somehow loses early and this is Zverev's shot, because I don't think he beats Sinner if he makes it to the championship round. Something's going to have to happen to Sinner before Zverev gets down there.
You mentioned that there could be value maybe betting on like some of the guys to make quarters or certain things like that. So is there anybody else on the board that maybe you like to make a little bit of a run, or potentially if Sinner gets knocked out, then all of a sudden people are going to have a great ticket in their pocket for somebody to win the French Open? Is there a guy or two that maybe piques your interest?
As far as quarters go, I know that you've got Novak Djokovic as the favorite to win the third quarter of the draw, that third section. I actually think Casper Ruud will do that. And at plus 275, you're getting good value. That second quarter is really interesting. Daniil Medvedev, self-proclaimed hater of the clay, hates it so much, but yet he still plays so well on it. And he's starting to play a lot better. He started clay court season with a love and love loss to Matteo Berrettini, which was mind-blowing for a former world number one player. But guys, to win the quarter, plus 300, that's great. So right now for me, the semis are Sinner, Medvedev, Ruud, Zverev.
I like that. Medvedev on the clay. We're talking with Danny Cluppinger here on BetMGM tonight, Westwood One Sports, talking French Open, Roland Garros, second major of the year, which starts on Sunday. I'm Pat Boyle, PJ Glasser in for Brad Evans. Danny, let's switch over to the women's tournament here for just a bit, because it's way more wide open than the men's on paper. Aryna Sabalenka has been the number one player in the world for over a year, winning four Grand Slam titles in the last 2.5 years, but she's never won the French Open. American, one of our favorites, Coco Gauff, is the reigning champion here. She beat Sabalenka in the final last year. Then you have the clay queen, Iga Świątek, who hasn't kind of been the same force since she won three straight French Opens from 22 to 24. And then there's Elena Rybakina, who won the Aussie Open earlier this year. The women's draw is packed, Danny. So what do you make of it? And if you had to pick a winner, who would it be?
It's absolutely up for grabs. That's what makes this one so fun, because Aryna Sabalenka, yes, she is always a favorite and always in the conversation, especially being the world number one. But guys, she had early exit in Rome, quarterfinal exit in Madrid. It hasn't looked peak Sabalenka right now on the clay. So she actually makes me a little nervous. I do think she can probably make the semis. There is a little bit of value on Jess Pegula to actually make it out of that quarter. Someone that already has a title on the clay this year over in Charleston, but still a solid, tends to make the semis of pretty much every event she plays. At plus 650 for Sabalenka to have gone down somewhere in, before she gets out of that quarter of the draw, plus 650 for Pegula was looking mighty juicy. Coco Gauff, I think she makes the final. She's been playing so consistently, and I'd say she's a fighter. I'm not going to tell you that she's playing her best tennis, but I would say that once we saw how Rome went, she started to go momentum-wise in the right direction, and she just does not quit. So because of that, I actually think she could make the final yet again. But guys, if I was putting my money on somebody, how about the girl that's won it four times, Iga Świątek? Plus, what is she at, like plus 300 or something to win?
Let me see. I had Iga is
over 325 BetMGM. Yeah, that's good value.
She's got Francisco Roig in her quarter or in her coaching staff right now, who was obviously coached with Rafa for quite some time. She worked out with Rafa, and even though it hasn't paid dividends yet, she's still. I've talked to players where they say the most intimidating thing to stare at on the opposite end of the net is Iga on clay. If that's already playing in players' minds right away, and you could potentially get that much value on someone like that, that's definitely something to pay attention to. If you like the storyline of Elena Svitolina, who just won in Rome, she's a Ukrainian player. She's also the wife of Frenchman Gaël Monfils, who is retiring after this year. They just had this massive ceremony for him. So she's certainly going to have the crowd support, because she's, even though she's Ukrainian, she also obviously is going to get that French crowd rallying behind her. She's been playing really great tennis. I just think there's great value on Iga.
Yeah, I agree. Look, if there's anybody out there that's looking for a long shot here, Danny, we know we can get some long shot surprise winners in the women's tourneys. Sonia Kenin a few years ago. I mean, at the time, Emma Raducanu was a massive shock. Vondrousova at Wimbledon a few years ago. Is there anybody that, if you're thinking in the back of your head, like in a week and a half from now, we're saying, wow, this Cinderella run continues. maybe players that aren't even in the top 10 or even top 20 that you could see making a run here to the final or even win it on the women's side? Remember, last year, Louise Boisson, the French native, made it all the way to the semifinals. So is there anybody in the back of your head that you think could make a really big shock run?
Well, little tidbit of information on Boisson. I am hearing that she is not in peak physical condition, so I don't think she repeats that run to the semi, so maybe stay away from her in this whole scenario. But Vicky Mboko, someone to pay attention to. I'm sure that she's quite a long shot. I didn't look that far down on the Flyers list just because I think sometimes when these players are so young, you know, it's a very overwhelming feeling to play on this big of a stage. She's quite young. I believe she's under 20. She might be 19 years old. But she's somebody maybe that you could get some value on, or you could go the other way. I already mentioned her, but she's so consistent. And it's Jess Pegula. She's coming in healthy. She's coming in rested. Just somebody that's consistently there and consistently in the mix. Really likes the clay. Somebody to pay attention to.
Danny, I'm looking at all these first round matchups that we have on Sunday and Monday on the men's draw, on the women's draw. I know there are some matchups you got circled, maybe some bets that you have as well. So what are some matchups, men's or women's draw, that you like in the first round?
There, Naomi Osaka is always a big name to talk about, especially because she almost beat Iga Swiatek here last year, and that was a big like comeback story for Naomi Osaka. But she's playing a very tricky player in Laura Siegmund. Now, I'm not telling you that Naomi won't win that match, but I would look at it to go three sets. I would look at it to go over on games. Laura Siegmund is so frustrating to play. She does little antics that really drive players nuts. And because of that, I think that one's going to get a little bit more competitive than we may normally think so, especially based off of ranking. Novak Djokovic plays Gio Pecci-Pericard, who's a Frenchman, and he's a big-time server. I don't think there's any threat of Novak losing that match. However, maybe look at Pecci-Pericard and his aces count. Might be interesting. You know, I like to dive into some of these props because they're quite fun there. And then I would steer clear if you're trying to pay attention to like an American on the men's side. It's not looking great, if I'm being honest. Taylor Fritz had a quarterfinal run last year. He played zero lead-in tournaments other than Geneva just this last week, and he lost in the first round. So I'm not feeling super confident on him. Ben Shelton has a clay court title earlier this year in Houston. Since then, hasn't played well. Francis Tiafoe only played Rome leading into this tournament, so not a ton of matches on the clay either. So I don't have a ton of confidence in those American men. That's unfortunate for me to say, because usually I'm a rally behind them kind of gal.